Scott Kushner dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Sylvia Holland. Forget that. It's a 6-minute walk test on Camille Boss. This goes to Van Tanner on 225-26. Mrs. Boss attempted a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 90%, period. Patient stopped at 1 minute and 9 seconds after achieving 40 minutes when her saturation dropped to 86%, period. She was placed on 2 liters of nasal oxygen with a recovery to 93%, but was unable to complete the test. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Benito, N-I-E-T-O. This goes to Dr. Badocchi. On 225-26, Mr. Nieto performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was improvement in the forced vital capacity with no change in flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study did at 11-6-25, there's been resolution of airways obstruction without significant change in the restrictive lung disorder. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease with some bronchoreactivity and no significant airways obstruction showing overall improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 225-26, Mr. Mitchell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is normal without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-4-25, there's been no change, period, in the paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Bourne. On 225-26, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, the patient continued to demonstrate a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity with resolution of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-6-25, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Thank you.